The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it.
In our special series, November 1963, we're listening back to the speeches of President John F. Kennedy in the month of the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. This morning, we return to January 20th, 1961, and the inaugural address from a president elected by the narrowest margin since 1916. WBUR's Kelly Horan takes us back.
Under a blazing January sky, the president stands in another glare as well, the skeptical gaze of the nearly 50% of the electorate who hadn't voted for him. He begins with a clarion call intended to appeal to all Americans.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace.
Kennedy's inaugural address is one part Cold War speech, one part domestic agenda.
So let us begin anew, remembering on both sides that civility is not a sign of weakness, and sincerity is always subject to proof. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. Let both sides explore what problems unite us, instead of belaboring those problems which divide us. Let both sides, for the first time, formulate serious and precise proposals for the inspection and control of arms, and bring the absolute power to destroy other nations under the absolute control of all nations. Let both sides seek to invoke the wonders of science instead of its terrors. Together, let us explore the stars, conquer the deserts, eradicate disease, tap the ocean depths, and encourage the arts and commerce.
By all accounts, Kennedy galvanizes his audience, but he tempers their expectations as well.
All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet, but let us begin.
Kennedy reportedly told his speechwriter, Ted Sorensen, that he wanted this inaugural speech to be as enduring as Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. As he draws to a close, he makes a spontaneous change to the text, assuring that that will be the case.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Excerpts from President John F. Kennedy's inaugural address on January 20th, 1961. Our story was produced by WBUR's Kelly Horan with help from WBUR's George Hicks as part of our series, November 1963. Coming up next on Friday morning, we look back at President Kennedy's unfinished agenda on civil rights. ¶¶